For Christmas, my wife got a refurbished, it's called the iPad Air. If you ever get a chance to buy anything refurbished, do it. I've never, ever had it be a bad idea because it's thoroughly gone over. And sometimes it just means somebody returned it because, oh, you know, I thought this was 16 gig and it's 32 gig. It's nothing. And that's all I have, except to tell you that I know he may mention this past weekend was the beginning of the Consumer Electronics Show. I'll bet you he mentions that. He would be Jose Hernandez. The segment is Tech Talk, and it's brought to you by Oric. And the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers, there are several of them around. Please go in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They got a lot of really good stuff, and a lot of it's very, very affordable. Make your home a better place. Oric. Here are the phone numbers. This is how this is going to work. I give you the numbers you call now. He'll do his monologue, and we'll take your questions about anything that has to do with technology. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Call now. First come, first serve. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Before you do your monologue, as we call it, I do want to mention the story that's been on the last couple of days about this young, really beautiful young woman who was hacked, and the hacker watched her through the camera of her own computer. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
If you leave your computer on, let's say your laptop or your PC or whatever, and it's got a camera and you leave it on, there are people who can watch you. They watched her change clothes, undress, just do her stuff around the house. Unbelievable to me that that's possible. But and I think they got the guy, and I think he's going to jail.
For a little while.
For probably a very little while. But the point is, I have a computer in the basement. If anybody wants to take a look at what that camera's facing, it's facing the window and the woods. That's what they'll see. And when I'm in front of it, they'll see my mug with the woods behind me. That's it. But some people do leave a laptop out in the kitchen, and you can see the house. And they say, for hackers, it's actually an easy thing to do. And they sell access to other people.
Yeah, they start websites and then sell you access to it. Actually, in Russia, there was a website that had hacked into baby monitor cameras and home security cameras where people had installed them, but they hadn't changed the default password from from when it was manufactured. There's like 700,000 video streams that you can watch. Now, true, it's a lot of boring stuff, but just the fact that people need to go in and pay attention to those things and change passwords and that kind of stuff when you put them in.
It's not something I lie awake worrying about. I've said before, I've had several cars with OnStar, and I've always believed that if the person on the other end wanted to listen in to what we're saying in my car, they could. But then I think there are millions of cars. Why would somebody sit there and go, let's listen in on this car over here in Missouri?
If you're the mafia and the FBI.
Or if you're in drug
deal. FBI has actually done that. They monitored certain Cadillac conversations through the OnStar system.
Very interesting. What do you have for us today?
Speaking of new electronics, just 9-10 things to do if you get a new PC for Christmas or New Year's. The first one, if you haven't done it, I presume everyone's already plugged the thing into the internet. Unplug it for a minute, and let's go through a couple things that need to happen before you actually connect it back up. The first thing you need to do is find and save all of the installation, CDs and DVDs, all the media that came with it. That may be important someday in the future. The problem is a great deal of manufacturers are no longer including the installation disks. They're including are what known as the recovery disks.
Now, for people who have Apple products, this disk doesn't.
No, they still have disks for that as well.
Well, like you buy an iPad, there's no disk.
No, for PCs.
Okay.
For computers,
okay.
not the iPad.
Okay, the Mac, okay.
For the PCs, usually they have an item on the start menu that says create the recovery and installation CDs. If you haven't done so, do that. You need to make a system image backup. This is not a normal backup. This basically takes a photograph of everything on your machine in time so that if you ever need to restore it, you have a disk that you boot from, you put the image in, and it takes it back to the factory restore. A good number of PCs have a factory restore partition in them, so that if the machine ever goes crazy and you have to reload the software, some virus is so vile that you can't get away from it, and you do a factory restore that's contained on a partition in the machine. Okay. Make sure that you set up regular backups. I get a lot of email, a lot of phone calls from people that go, you know, I've lost 7,000 pictures because the machine just stopped working. Well, if you have regular backups, weekly, daily, incremental of some kind, you're less likely to lose them if you've set the backups.
You know, restore is another one of those interesting words, because you never did store it. Store means like put away somewhere. So if they say, I'm going to restore this house, did you store the house? Just something to think about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. enable the firewall that came with your system. Windows has one that's pretty good. Once you've done that, you can go ahead and connect it back up to the internet. Install your security software. Now, a good portion of them come with pre-installed solutions that are like 90-day trials.
Right.
Those aren't necessarily the best, especially because they want you to pay for them after 90 days. Do a little research. Go out and see which ones you think are the best and find an anti-malware, an antivirus.
Okay.
Now that you're plugged back into the internet, especially for Windows, make sure you download all the updates. And Windows is going to have several thousand updates since the time your machine was built and put in a box and shipped around versus what's available today. Last but not least, save the product keys. In addition to the media, a bunch of software has a key requirement, including the operating system, which should be written on the Windows on the outside of your PC in a little sticker. And then last but not least, once you've done all of the updates and updated all the additional software, installed all the drivers, all the new pieces, make another image of your machine so that you don't have to spend hours recreating to where you are now versus where it was when you took the first image.
I'm going to give the phone number one more time, and then I have you just said something that made me think of something I want to share with people. Here are the numbers one more time. You need to jump in here now. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or toll-free. I did it. Toll-free. First time this year, last time this year. 888-550-KTRS. Sometimes you have equipment that it's a pain in the butt to get to the back of it, where the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture with your phone. I'm not kidding. I did this, and ever since I did it the first time, now I do it all the time. Because if you're on the phone with a technical service person, they go, what's the serial number? And you say, where is it? Well, it's on the back. Now, this is something that you've got in a case or a book.
It's, oh, yeah.
And getting to it is a pain. Just have it in your photo album, and there it is, a shot of the back plate of it. And it's got everything they need on there.
I've seen laptops that put the product key in the hole where the battery slides in.
Oh, my goodness.
So to get to it, you have to take the battery out to read the product key.
Here's another thing I got to where I do. If I go to take, let's say, a wall plate off, a dimmer switch, I take a picture of how it was wired. I'm not kidding. Before I put the new one in.
That's a great idea.
Have you ever done this thing where you go, uh-oh, black wire, white wire, green wire, which one goes and twists, and then you... So take a picture, and I'm
telling it'll last longer.
I'll do that all the time.
It'll save you a world of headaches.
The other one I've done are drum brakes on the rear cars.
Well, have
all the springs.
Yeah, how many of us change our own brakes? Who do you think you're talking to?
Sorry.
Peon, remember when you changed your brakes?
I have a whole
time?
Library of photos in my phone.
Yeah. Like Peon thinks other people.
What'd you say, drum brakes?
Drum brakes.
Shutting up now.
Yeah. Jose thinks other people actually.
What are the other type of brakes,
replace
Peon?
Replace their brakes. You know what a brake pad is?
Sure.
Sure you do. Okay, let's go to Charlie's our first. Charlie, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Charlie.
My question is, my son has been overseas for a while, and he's coming home this summer, and our dog has recently passed. So we're going to get a new dog, but we're going to wait till he comes home, and we were maybe going to get dogs together so they can grow up together and we can watch each other's dogs. My question is, if we don't get the same type dog, like if we go adopt him at a humane society or something like that, are there different types of dogs that we should not get that don't get along? And then also, I'm looking for a dog that I'm done with the shedding thing.
Charlie,
I'll take this one.
Charlie, this is Jose. This is our technical talk segment.
You had me on hold so long. long.
You've been on hold since Wednesday?
Oh, he thought it was Wednesday.
That guy was on.
He thought it was, he called on Monday, and now it's Wednesday.
Sorry. Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
I thought this was going to be on Skyping his son overseas or something. Oh, my goodness. He had a dog question.
Good.
Right. Let's try.
Oh, maybe we'll hear from Charlie on Wednesday.
Tell Dr. Doug I'm taking over his show as well.
Let's try this again. 314-969. KTRS. 888-550. KTRS. Here is Don. Don, you're not calling about a pet, are you?
No, I'm not.
All right. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Don.
I'm sure Frank could answer this question, but I thought I'd ask you instead. Mm-hmm.
Sure, I could.
On my computer, when we go to read our emails and we go to delete an email, you push delete, and our computer sits there like it takes 40 seconds for it to think about what I'm wanting to do. Why would it do that? When you hit delete, why didn't it delete immediately?
It depends on where your email is stored. And that's a setting that you're going to need to talk with the service provider that you get your internet access through. Normally what happens is they keep the original copy of that email on their servers. And then when you fire up the program on your computer, it looks at an image of it, but it doesn't actually download it locally. So that when you delete it, it's actually sending command back to their server to delete that email.
But is your question, Don, that sometimes you delete it and it deletes instantly? Because I've had the same.
Late, but very rare.
Okay, so yours always takes too long.
Yes.
Yeah.
My guess would be that you're storing the email on their servers. There's a series of check boxes you can check in some software that'll actually just download them all locally to your machine, and then when you delete them, it deletes them right off.
How does he get to that?
You got to talk to the internet service provider, whoever's providing your internet connection.
Okay. I'm kind of a novice at this.
That's okay.
I'm old also.
They'll talk you through it.
Like Charter, that's who we got our internet through?
Yep. Call them up and select the option for computer and email.
Okay. Hey, listen, thank you very, very much, and I am AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Don. Hallelujah. Don had kind of an accent going there, like he was from somewhere south of here. I like that. All accents are welcome here. This is Andrew. Andrew, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Andrew?
Hey, Jose.
Andrew?
Andrew?
You hear us?
Hello?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, we heard you three times. That's okay. What's up?
I just have a quick question. What's good virus software for a Mac desktop?
Well, according to my friends, some of my friends' Macs don't have viruses. There aren't as many manufacturers for them. Do a search. I think Avast has a free antivirus for Mac.
That's AVAST?
AVAST.
Hmm. Okay.
But you'll have to search for them. They're not as readily available because Windows has a lot of viruses.
Yeah, but with Mac, you type in, virus software, and all this BS pops up about stuff that you don't know if it's reliable or,
I don't have that much experience with Macintosh itself, especially with the virus removal. I know they got malware stuff, too. But
would, download.com, if you search for Mac virus protection?
Yeah.
And they have a rating system on there.
Yeah, user rating as well as the CNET author ratings.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right. Good luck.
Thank you, Andrew.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And now it's Steve's turn. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Steve.
Hallelujah. About 20 years ago, I was going to be a smart guy and save all of my discs on the latest, all of my pictures on the latest and greatest device. So I saved everything on Omega Zip drives.
Yep.
And now I have no way to get them off. And I checked a lot of computer stores in town, the ones that do repairs.
Yes.
Nobody seems to have one. Any idea where I might be able to locate a drive where I can get my pictures off all these disks?
You're looking for a Zip 100?
250.
A Zip 250. eBay or Craigslist?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right.
And you may have to go a ways to find one, but usually Somebody somewhere has got one, especially on eBay. When they started building shuttles, the ones that NASA flew, they were actually made on 8088 and 8086 computer pieces. They had to go to eBay and buy up all the used parts for those.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Good luck.
I don't use eBay. Almost never. Twice in my life. But one time was for this very kind of thing. Slide projector.
Mm-hmm.
GAF, as Henry Fonda used to call it. And the trays are next to impossible to find.
Yeah.
And a bulb for this old projector. I go on, I guess it was eBay. Boom! Next thing I know, there's like 20 bulbs available. I order one. 48 hours later, it's at my house. So sometimes eBay is a great way to go for lots of obscure things. Jerry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Hello, Jose. This may be something I did. I can't believe. I had changed my password. And on Yahoo and Mail.com.
Okay.
Okay. The problem of it is that I misplaced my password for mail.com.
Okay.
And my password for Yahoo. So both of them are misplaced, and I can't get into either one of them.
Okay.
When they want to send me new password from Yahoo, they want to send it to mail.com.
Yeah, and you don't have a password.
And the other, vice versa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, vice versa. And I'm like, there's no way for me to get into either one. So I'm just stuck. Is there any way that I can contact them direct or whatever?
Well, you're not gonna call and talk to anybody. That's not going to happen.
Right.
One of the two of them should have asked you security questions.
Yeah, they asked me. Here's what they asked me. They asked me.
You know the answers to the questions, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. In addition to sending it to the alternate email site, they should also have another way to say, like, I don't own that email account, or I have a different email account.
No, they don't have that.
Yeah, no, they do.
No, it's both of them are just stuck on both of those accounts. They just, you know, it's just, I just can't get into either one of them. It's like, they always have, like, Yahoo has a mail helper and all like this, and it just keeps going back and forth to each of both of those accounts.
Right, but I'm pretty sure Yahoo has a way to get to it without having an account. You can contact Yahoo, probably at help@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And send them an email and tell them what you got going on.
Okay.
And see if they can help you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I can't believe that.
Well, it happens. And I got to tell you something, Jerry. There have been several times where I created an account and it's something I didn't use very often. And I go back to get in it. I have no idea what password I thought of. So it happens. Good luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
All okay. Right. All right. Let me say real quickly. Here's another thing I can't stand. Sometimes you go in and they want to make sure you are who you are. Mm-hmm. So they give you that box and
Captcha.
They say, type these letters. And you can't read them. It's 3YD, uppercase C, 4-7. And they're all crunched up together. And sometimes you cannot tell what they are.
Usually there should be a little speaker there where you can click on that and it will say what's in the box.
I didn't know
you.
That.
Or there's that. There's a pair of little curved arrows. You click it, and it basically says recycle. It'll give you another one.
Well, and when I enter it wrong, they'll come back and give me a new set. But I didn't know about the speaker thing. One last call. I think you may have heard of this guy. This should be on this line, Jeff Lapidus. Hello, Jeff.
Good afternoon, guys.
How
I'm AM to PM,
Thank
of course.
You very much. You have a question for Jose?
Yes, I do. Jose, I came back from out of town. And when I turned on my web browser, I usually use Firefox.
Yes.
The entire background was white. And I couldn't see any of the icons. I went to Internet Explorer, couldn't see any of the icons. We turned it on to Chrome, went to Google Chrome, and then I could see the background, I could see the different colorations, but for whatever reason, I just can't get them on my other browsers. I'm just wondering if you have any ideas.
It sounds like you may have a video card problem. Are you experiencing any other failures in seeing things? Is the desktop background correct?
Yes, and we tried to change it. We changed the resolution, and it seems like I do have a database manager that we use in our office, and it was perfect.
Okay.
But it just seems that anything I'm hitting on the Internet wasn't. So you think it might be a video card?
Could be the starting of a failure. The other thing would be is it may have been corrupt. The easiest way to fix them is go and remove Firefox.
Yes.
And then go back to Google and download the latest version again. And the install normally cleans up a bunch of the errors.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a simple solution, just like the ones you give everybody else, and I really do appreciate it.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank, and hi to the gang.
Happy New Year.
You're doing a good job. Thank you. And to you.
Good luck, Jeff.
There you go. You get ready to retire. Boom. You call that guy.
Yep.
Ah, goes too fast. We'll do it again next Monday. In the meantime, if you have a question, here is Jose's email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And, of course, anytime you're near an OREX store, please go in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. You just want to look around. You are going to be blown away at all the great products in the OREX Home Care Centers. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Thank you, Jose. Everybody.
Yeah. And he did not mention the Consumer Electronics Show. I was wrong. I thought he would. He will next week because then it'll be over. See, he's waiting till it's over so he can tell everything about it. Here's a guy who, what can I say? The number one Chevy dealer in the United States of America, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, and I have a Chevy story to share with you. My mother-in-law is laid up. She's in a rehabilitation place. She tripped on Christmas Eve, so I went over and got her Equinox from Johnny Londo Chevrolet, and I drove it 2 days ago, and it was kind of misting and kind of crappy, and I turned the wipers on, and I'm not criticizing her, but she's in her 80s, and a lot of times this happens. People don't replace the wiper blades for, 4 years. So I turned the wipers on. Here's my impression of what it sounded like coming across the windshield. So I immediately had the best wipers I could get my hands on put on, and now it's like they're running across melted. What in the world was that?
John's computer, I'm guessing.
What was that?
That was an email that just came in. I'm sorry.
Man.
But to my point, this Equinox, and I had not driven this car for a while. I forgot, Dan has one, what an easy car to drive. This is the easiest car to drive, maybe, that I've ever driven. It's just effortless. And for the money, this is a terrific vehicle. It's comfortable. I like the layout of the dash. So I hadn't been in an Equinox for a while. I just wanted to tell you that now I can see why she chose that.
Well, I want you to say it is a great vehicle. I think we sold 32 or 33 Equinox last month, but we have...
No, we've been through this before. The plural of Equinox, I don't think...
Why are you interrupting me? I mean, I have to just ask. Did I interrupt you, you know, through that lovely story.
You interrupted my interruption.
I mean, wow. I almost teared up about what a great son-in-law you are. You went and bought your mother-in-law wiper blades. What'd that set you back?
I bought her the car and the wiper blades. Bought the car.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
You are a nice man.
Now, but then you said...
You interrupt me, but you said besides you're a really nice guy.
You said we sold 32 Equinox.
Do you like to interrupt me?
Yeah, you wouldn't have said we sold 32 Impala.
It's like a sport for you, isn't it? Really?
Equinoxen.
It is.
Wait, hold on. What is it? Equinoxen? Like oxen.
Yes.
Like three oxen.
Yeah.
So it would have to be Equinoxen. We sold 32 Equinoxen or Equinoxes, I believe.
I'm just... Equinox. We sold 33 Equinox.
He's not going to change.
He's not giving it up.
He's not going
to change. Who are we saying hello to?
This is my segment, and I'm going to do another one.
Who are we saying hello to?
See? I'm paying. Hey, say hi to Mark and Terry Thompson. Mark and Terry from Wentzville, Missouri, just came out and bought a pre-owned vehicle from us. They are AM and the PM, and this trip that you're about to embark on will be their 10th trip.
Oh, Mark and Terry.
Mark the plumber. Mark, how are you?
Plumber.
Mark and Terry, how are you?
Hi, Frank. We're good.
Yeah, Mark and Terry, let's make sure everybody knows that you and you and Terry and the rest of us, about almost 100 of us, leave Sunday to get out of this stinking weather to go to Cancun. And Mark and Terry have been on 10 of these trips with us.
10 straight? Right. Has it been 10 straight?
Mark, is it 10 in a row?
Yeah.
Wow, Terry, Mark, good for you. Not only that, then they turn around and they go and buy a car from Johnny Londo.
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't they?
That's loyalty, buddy.
Second car.
That's loyalty.
Third car.
Yeah.
If he stays here longer, I might sell him another one tonight. It could be your fourth one.
That's loyalty.
Mark tells me, he goes, listen to this, because you won't believe this, but Mark the plumber is the plumber for one of my best buddies in a hunting partner. Steve Potter, and Angie Potter.
That's a good story.
Mr. Potter?
I mean, are you kidding me?
That's a good story.
I mean, we're about related almost, Mark.
You going to give us a list of all of Mark's plumbing customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go on home, Mark. They're waiting for you. Happy New Year to you. And Dale.
Mr. Potter, everybody. Yeah, yeah. From It's a Wonderful Life.
No. Steve Potter.
Oh, okay. Different Mr. Potter.
Yeah. Steve Potter.
So what did he buy? What did you guys buy?
Lincoln MKZ, used.
Ooh.
That's pre-owned, Mark.
Pre-owned, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? I heard one dealer say, previously loved.
Yes.
Or some gagging type slogan. Yeah, it's used or pre-owned. Yeah. What year?
2007.
Yeah, good for you.
And their sales representative, John Roth, and John's been with the organization for many, many years. So, John, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello.
John, how are you?
John, don't get too excited over there.
John went, hello.
Oh, yeah, let me find a... All right. So, Mark and Terry, I just said, hey, if they're here, do the paperwork, come on up. And let's... I didn't know. I mean, they've been on now 10 trips.
Yeah.
They said, you look great in that Speedo that you wear around the...
See, that's not even funny. That's not even funny.
They know that's not true.
They know that's not true.
It's a butt floss banana hammock.
Mark's laughing pretty hard over here. Now, Terry, I want you to recant, because Mark said that Terry maybe sometimes doesn't find your humor. You know, don't let me put words in your mouth, Terry. What were you saying?
Terry's more sophisticated than we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's obviously true. Yeah.
And Terry, you said...
I do love Johnny Londoff's humor.
Did you hear that?
You know what I heard? You know what I heard? I heard somebody reading a note that was added to her. Because here's how she said it. I do love Johnny Londoff's humor. You wrote that for her.
Sign right here, an extra $500 off if you say this line.
It's scripted.
Yeah, couldn't have been more scripted.
No, it was not written.
Terry, you were coached and admitted.
And that was the second part that was written.
Great job,
no.
A loyal listener, and she's going to be on the trip with you. And there might be, like, you know, some sharp objects, so I wouldn't give her any trouble, because it was totally unscripted, totally unsolicited.
Uh-huh.
She finds my humor, I mean, let's just put it out there, better than yours. Huh? I mean, I tell you, you can't get any clearer than that. I mean, she's not the only person that said that before.
Terry.
I know that I'm not as funny as you.
Terry, is the deal done? Have you guys done all the paperwork? Is it over? You got the keys? You're ready to go? Is it over?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Terry's voice changed.
Listen to Mr.
Duck. I don't know what you're going to say now, but I tell you what.
Exactly what I'm going to say. Prior to this call, you said, here's what you're going to say. And you showed them on paper the extra discount. And
price before and price after.
That's exactly what happened. He has the I'm funny price and then I'm not funny price. But that's okay. They end up with a vehicle
from
Johnny Londoff, and that's all that matters. And if they're happy, that's all that matters. Right. They're going to be a lot happier next week when we're out of this weather. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you who's happy. That's the Londoff family. So we went to lunch Saturday at Annie Gunn's
and saw
Tom Sainert. And then we went took the other boys, so all six of us went to dinner there last night.
I was there yesterday. I was there yesterday afternoon.
So you were there yesterday.
Yeah. I went and picked up a pork butt. That sounds...
Is it a whole pork butt?
Yeah. Whole barbecued smoked pork butt.
I just, you know, after lunch on Saturday, went into the marketplace. I could just get lost in that. But we were having some of the managers and wives, Mimi and I took them out to dinner to Frank Papa's, a great restaurant in Brentwood. I want to make sure I mentioned
you know, Andy Gunn's, one of the greatest restaurants in the entire world first. But Diane Papa, she goes, I know you. I recognize your voice. I hear you on Frank Opinion all the time.
Huh? Did she say you were really funny?
Yeah, once again, a lot of people wouldn't even know who you are if it weren't for
so
you.
So not on TV
really, you know,
at all.
Frank, I have got to tell you that. That is the truth. I was a nobody till I met you.
Yeah. Before you got on this show, he'd introduce himself. I'm John Landoff. They'd go, who?
Huh?
What do you do? He'd go, I have a dealership. And now, everywhere he goes, they know. You're welcome.
That's right, buddy. That's right. I mean, the day that Timmy Landoff shook your hand and he said...
changed everything.
And he said, my mom loves you, and you said, well, not only I'm sure your mom is beautiful, but she's awfully intelligent, too, or very intelligent. And that's when we struck the deal in the suite at the Gateway, the Charter 250. It would probably, besides being a very important day for me, meeting you and become such good friends.
And I have a story for Mark. Markers. Mark, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Have you fallen asleep while John was talking?
I mean,
hey, Mark, this is kind of an interesting, I don't know, one of those weird stories. Today is the 5th, so Wednesday will be the 7th. Wednesday is the night that they say in the outlying areas, like where I live, it could very possibly drop below zero. That is the exact date, January 7th, that 1 year ago, Mark, my pipe burst and flooded my basement. How about that? A year ago, same day. Not going to happen again this year.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah. I think you probably had a lot of business last year from burst pipes, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. One of the worst winters.
Yeah. Now, what you probably should do now, because you have the ears of lots of people, is tell them to go out right now and hook their water hoses up to the faucets outside the house. Yeah. So their pipes will burst, and then you'll get a lot of business again.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, congratulations on the Lincoln that you bought pre-owned from Johnny Landoff, and we'll see you guys Sunday morning, early, real early. 4 o'clock, we have to be at the airport, so we'll see you there. And, John, of course, I'll see you all over the place.
Am I still part of this? I didn't know I was.
You can join in now. You can jump back in now.
No, I'm done.
Why don't you jump in? Here, jump in with your phone number.
Terry, you have anything else to say besides that I'm funnier?
You're really funny, Johnny.
You are funny.
Maybe a lot better looking?
Oh, wow.
Well, this is all right, sad.
314-837-1800. Full head of hair?
Full head of hair.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And let's see, has anyone come in, John Roth, today and called me fatso?
I haven't heard it yet.
Wow, he is really digging.
Boy, she's zinger after zinger.
Man, here, hair. Frank, turn around. Let me take the knives out of you.
I have hair. I'm not as fat. Boom, boom, boom. I can take it, but I can take it.
I don't think you're fat.
Did you give the phone number?
Yeah.
314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. Okay.
We're going to send you a bunch of business.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, John. Terry, Mark, we'll see you Sunday.
All right.
Sunday.
I love you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
I like you, too. Bye-bye. Ah, boy. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they've cleared the accident eastbound 70 before Highway 170. Everything's running well there. Westbound 70, a little slow past Lindbergh. Westbound 40, stop and go from a little west of the Science Center through McCausland. Eastbound 40 has heavy traffic from 170 through Big Bend. You're slow downtown from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on southbound 270, a little heavy from Olive down through Ladue. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Thursday, it's a catfight as the Tigers of LSU come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550.
Bang! You buried it.
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
After releasing some of the most sought-after collections of historic and precious coins from around the globe, Govmint.com is now announcing a world first. The exclusive release of pure one-ounce silver angel coins minted in Great Britain. For centuries, angel coins have become the stuff of legends. With a reputation for bringing their owners miraculous luck, angel coins have been sought after and cherished by soldiers, fighter pilots, sea captains, kings, queens, and emperors. There are even stories of angel coins healing the sick and saving lives from the brink of death. Featuring the Archangel St. Michael slaying a dragon on the face and a regal portrait of Queen Elizabeth on the reverse, these dazzling legal tender silver angels are only available at an historic low price. But act fast. This offer is strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. Call 1-800-300-3452. Again, don't miss this special opportunity to own a one-ounce pure silver angel. Lock in this historic low price by calling now. 1-800-300-3452. 1-800-300-3452.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There is so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hawk takes the snap, wants to throw, rifles it. Man behind the defender is Sasser, makes the reception, touchdown Missouri.
The end of the regular season with a 10-3 record.
Hawk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the 5, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead. Hawk takes the knee, and the Tigers take home a title. Second consecutive year that Missouri's won a bowl. This won the Citrus Bowl over Minnesota.
Congratulations to our Missouri Tigers for a heck of a season. And if you think that was something, wait till next year. The Big 550 KTRS.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from all of that to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
What happens when you take Geraldo Rivera, Vivica A. Fox, and Lisa Gibbons and you lock them in a room together? Another crazy good season of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, tonight on NBC.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lipprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or there's an easier way to get a Laclede Cab, and that is if you download the app STL Taxi. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
Good, Bill. You're not actually in, when I say from downtown, you're not downtown, are you, St. Louis?
You know, that started many years ago when I first started on this show.
We need to update this.
I think you got. I don't think you can change it. I think you got to keep it the same.
He's
but when I first started, I was working for KMOV Channel 4. I was just a young, dumb idiot, and I was running the teleprompter at Channel 4 for Larry Connors and Julius Hunter. That's what I was doing. And every day, just before I would run the prompter for Larry and Julius, I would run upstairs in the conference room, and I would call you guys from downtown St. Louis, and then I would scramble right back downstairs to do the news.
So you want to just keep saying downtown St. Louis?
Oh, you can't change it now.
Okay, all right.
I can't believe you've been lying to us all these years.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But
we got a good thing going here.
Yeah, we do. I say we keep it going. What do you have for us?
Oh, Sam. Well, an Illinois man recently had a turn signal lever removed from his arm.
I saw
somehow.
That.
It became embedded after a 1963 car accident.
Yeah, 51 years it's in his arm.
Yeah, finally had it removed. You really don't want to know where they found the seat covers, but they got those out, too. Took care of the guy.
You didn't have to say
Oh,
that.
Is that like the... It's you just implied. Kind of think it in your head. Yeah. Oh, I got this.
Right.
In his butt?
Sorry. I'm in downtown St. Louis.
No, we got that.
No, you're not. Though. You liar.
You're in the butt.
They've announced a brand new Rocky movie. How about this?
About time.
Yeah, because there are still some unanswered questions from the first 29 installments.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you say S H I T?
No, I didn't.
It sounded like you had Sylvester Stallone said S H I T.
No, he didn't.
Well, it wasn't any of us, at least.
No, yeah, okay.
I mean, really, do we need a new Rocky movie? Even the people working on Gilligan's Island movie were like, "Hey, get some new ideas."
There's a Gilligan Island movie?
I love Gilligan.
I want to say it'd be horrible, but you know that Beverly Hillbillies movie turned out great?
Oh, yeah, with Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. It was really very good. So it can be done.
I miss that Jim Varney. I love that.
Hey, Varn. I do, too.
I love Mrs. L.
Yeah,
and finally,
turn Sly's microphone on.
Got got to get out of here before Dan does any more impressions.
That's not Dan.
Playoff football this weekend. That's always fun, playoff football. Although I missed part of the Detroit Lions-Dallas Cowboys game, which was okay because the referees did, too.
Did you say Detroit?
Detroit.
Hey, stop making fun of my friend Bill.
Okay, sorry.
Man, we're off to a flying start here in 2015.
Yeah, we sure are.
Christmas. Hey, can I make a real quick announcement before I get out of here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. March 20th, Friday, March 20th, yours truly, Bill Cleveland, known for hosting many trivia nights around the St. Louis area for the last 10 years. I'm hanging it up. My last trivia night will be on March 20th at the Kirkwood Community Center.
Ooh.
And if you're, I know it's crazy, right? But Bill is tired and bored of trivia, and so we're hanging it up. We're going to do one more.
You host a trivia show, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. The trivia show has become less and less about trivia and about other things, but that's okay. We'll still.
And by the way, he's older. He's in his 30s.
Well, he is. Yeah. I don't know how he does it anymore.
Man.
About every 10 years, I get bored with something, and I got to start something new.
What, do you want him to work the rest of his life?
Why don't you come and work on my movie?
Turn Sly's mic
off. All right.
Okay.
Gee, many Christmas. BillOnTheRoad.com/trivia if you're interested.
Okay.
All right, the Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you. This is very eventful today.
Hey, you did an On the Road at the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
You know little Jimmy Dickens died.
I've seen him many times at the Grand Ole Opry. I'm one of the few people I was taller than. Jimmy Dickens.
That's right. Bill probably hung around him a lot.
Yeah. Shorty.
Take my picture with Jimmy. Yeah. Okay, go ahead and wrap it up. I'm sorry.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. And I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Yeah, Bill is taller than little Jimmy Dickens. How tall do you think Bill is?
I would say 5'4", 5'5".
Oh, yeah, probably 5'5", 5'6".
Now, you know that if he's 5'7", right now he's furious.
Yeah.
Because we did that. Mathena Heating and Cooling, let's talk about them for a second. If I really had a whole lot of money, just money to burn, as they say, I would have heated and still would heat my garage. Because you know what happens when it gets this cold? Stuff in the garage freezes. You know, we get a case of Cokes or something sitting out there. They freeze. They burst when it gets this cold. Heated garage is sometimes a good idea. But you know what? Most people don't have that luxury. But you do have heat in your house and you want it to work, especially this week, folks. This is the week in the at night where it is supposed to drop below zero. You do not want the heat to go out. You do not want that. You should have already had Matheny check that system out. But know this, if it happens, you can call them. And I doubt there's anybody that will get to you quicker than they can. When it hits a lot of people and everybody's busy. They have a lot of people to get to. They'll get to you as fast as anybody possibly could, and they'll do it right, and you'll be glad you had the name, and you'll never want another one. All of St. Louis County and 98%.